All right, so in my defense, there's no actual way I could have seen this coming.
You okay?
You went through that display case pretty hard. Oh, yeah. That's blood. Come here, Cupcake. Let me take a look. What? My intentions are totally pure. I just want to make sure you're okay. And if you happen to offer me a lick or two for my assistance, well, who am I to say no? Hey, I still haven't eaten. And it's not like I'm the one who threw you across the room, so it's not like you'd be rewarding bad behavior or anything. I'm just trying to make the best of a bad situation. I'm being very helpful. Here. See if you can follow my finger. Don't give me that look. You bonked that head of yours real bad, and if you've got a concussion, I'm not letting you drive us any further. Finger, follow it. Well, shit. That doesn't look good. Oh, no, it doesn't look good for me. You seem to be perfectly fine, which means I can cross Concussed Cupcake off my list of escape plans. If you were far enough out of it, I might have been able to steal my stuff back. Yeah, it's still ornery, too. Nothing keeps you down long, does it? Not like this guy. Gotta say, not the first time I've seen another vamp go to ash, but whew, never gets any less unsettling. Or any less gross. We're probably breathing him in right now. At a guess, he probably ate whoever actually worked here. And by guess, I mean, well, I was outside waiting for you like a good vampire. Definitely not checking around to see if anyone was out back on a smoke break, because smokers taste fucking disgusting, and I'm totally not that desperate yet. Anyway, I was stretching my legs, came around back, and realized it smelled even more like death than a convenience store dumpster usually does, which is when I noticed the arm sticking out from under the lid. Yeah, Cinderella here clearly wasn't very good at cleaning up after himself. No, it's... I know Cinderella was good at cleaning. I just called him that because he's a pile of ash now. Cinderella, right? That's where the name originally came from. She used to sleep in the fireplace because her family fucking sucked. I waste my best material on you. Anyway, as soon as I saw the mass dumpster grave, I figured whoever was supposed to be working the night shift was probably at the bottom of it. Which meant the princess here was probably in the middle of trying to eat you, so I should probably intervene. You know the rest from there. Honestly, it's not a terrible racket. Close up during the day, eat anyone who comes to investigate, and given the lack of cars lying around, I'm guessing there's a local chop shop that hasn't exactly been hurting for new material lately. This place is out of the way enough that the disappearing travelers didn't set off any hunter alarm bells, and the... No. Hey, no, I see that face. Whatever you're thinking, no. The chop shop thing was just a theory, okay? We're not gonna go poking around looking for a gang of vampire mechanics. Because I don't want to. Hunter, I don't want to be here, and I don't want to take part in your fucking heroics. I helped you with Cinderella because no one's draining you except for me. It was completely selfish. But don't go thinking you can leverage that every time you want to run headlong into danger. Come on. Can't you just... I don't know, report this to someone? Call in the troops? Have somebody else clean up this mess for once? Which, I mean, literally and figuratively at this point. There's broken glass and ash everywhere. I can't even begin to imagine how bad emptying that dumpster is going to be. Can you stop being noble for 5 minutes? We're on the run here, in case you forgot. We've got to hit the road and find a motel for the day. We don't have time for... That... is one nasty scrape. Fine. We can head into town and see if there's any nefarious activity. But I'm not agreeing to more than that for just a couple mouthfuls of blood. Give me your hand. Damn. Ran half the length of your arm. You're lucky that glass didn't snag anything vital, or we'd be having a very different conversation right now. That's the good shit. So much better than the bags. God. Do you know how hard it is for me not to tear into your wrist right now? I was such a fucking tease. Just barely whetting the edge of my appetite. I'm just saying you should appreciate my restraint here. And that this thing's shallow. It's already stopped bleeding. Huh. Okay. One thing convenience stores are good for? Shitty maps of the area. You figure out where we're heading while I break into the back. With Cinderella's shitty cleanup, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't bother turning off the security cameras. Well, yeah, they don't work on us. But you know what they do work on? License plate numbers. Like yours. Outside. Where I'm not hanging around to provide interference anymore. So unless you feel like an awkward chat with the local donut munchers, I'm cleaning the tapes. And the lock's already broken. Of course it is. Did the princess even bother lifting the keys off the clerk, or was that concept too advanced for him? Oh, hell. There's another body back here. Fresh one, too. Fuck off, Hunter. Like I'd stoop that low. Doubt there's anything left in her veins anyway. Okay, let's see. This setup's almost as old as I am. Looks like it's not being backed up anywhere. That's good. That means we just need to fuck up the hardware beyond hope, and we're off scot-free. Hey, do you need a VCR? Well, I'm just gonna break it if you don't want it. I think some mild looting is the least of this place's problems. Suit yourself. You think we could get the garage to fix the radio while we're there? I mean, sure, it might be full of vampires who have no aversion whatsoever to snacking on out-of-towners, but you could always let me do the talking. Hey, whatever else these theoretical guys are, if the theory holds, they've got a bunch of car parts on hand. Might as well take advantage of that before you try to stab them all. And hey, bright side, if you murder your mechanic, you don't have to pay them. Only a little experience in that department. Tiny amount. No, seriously, I don't understand vampires that'll eat the people working for them. Like, if I hire a guy to reshingle my roof, I don't want to have to track down another one when I decide to do something about my siding. I say, if you find a professional who meets your standards, you should just keep them around. Ah, fuck. I'm gonna miss my hairdresser. You know how hard it is to find one that'll work without mirrors around? And not ask too many questions? At night? Not looking forward to running that gauntlet again whenever I settle. Oh, hang on, I gotta grab a straw before we go. You should take whatever snacks you want, too. Like I said, looting is the least of this place's problems. I would steer clear of the hot dogs, though. I think those have been spinning on the rack since the first body drops, and from the smell of things, that was a while ago. Oh, I'm making you lose your appetite. I still have to power through one of those plastic bags after this, Cupcake. You're getting no sympathy from this corner. I'm swiping some medical shit, too. You might have stopped bleeding already, unfortunately, but if you're planning on another fight, I don't think that's gonna last. Might as well restock the first aid kit, right? Hey, what's your favorite type of candy?